This week, a study day was held at the Pontifical Antonianum University exploring the theme, the contribution of Christianity to representative government. The event was hosted by the Acton Institute for the Study of Religion and Liberty. One of the speakers at the gathering was Dr. Daniel Mahoney, Professor of Political Science at Assumption College in Massachusetts. He spoke to us about the role Christians have today articulating moral freedom.
I think the task, not just of religious believers, but you might say true friends of liberal democracy, is to find that mean that allows us to do justice to human freedom. The fact that virtue has freedom as its essential precondition. At the same time, resisting this temptation to confuse freedom with indifference. As if what does it mean to be free if there are no purposes and ends to human freedom? We are left, as I said in my talk, with a kind of vertigo. You know, you get out of bed, but what do you do next? And that leads to new forms of conformism. I think the human soul is genuinely directed toward, you know, toward truth, to better and worse, and the church is able, it has a wisdom that can allow even secular people, even non-believers, to understand, you might say, the structure of moral freedom, as Pope John Paul II called it. And so I think that the job of Christians today is to articulate that structure, to do it intelligently, forcefully, exercising the arts of intelligence, exercising human reason. And the church, as John Paul II liked to say, proposes. It doesn't impose. But it has a proposition for humanity that is exceedingly meaningful, because I think it's rooted in the structure of reality.